Know what time it is?
It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. If you want to get results fast, stop messing around and get serious about your life, one habit at a time. Here she is, the Habit Master herself, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich.
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. It's lunchtime with the Habit Master. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Aldrich, and I help people change their bad habits. When you change your habits, you change your life. Today we are going to talk about five ways that you can satisfy that mental hunger. That hunger that we all have inside of us, or the ones that actually do something in this world. Those are the people that have that mental hunger. If you don't have that mental hunger, we're going to go over five ways that you can actually get some mental hunger so that you can actually achieve the life that you want to achieve, the things that you want to achieve, have the things that you want in your life. Do the things that you want in your life. How many of us, including myself, would like to better our circumstances? Would like more money? Would like to maybe be in better shape? You know? Maybe improve something else in our life. Maybe we want to live in a bigger house or live in warmer weather or take a vacation and meet people and experience different cultures. I know during the COVID thing, it's a little harder to do all of those things, but we can control what we use our minds for. We can try to satisfy, or if we don't have any type of mental hunger, we can actually we can kind of, you know, break open that can of worms and let that mental giant come out of us. So, you know, yesterday was my birthday, right? And thank you everybody that wished me happy birthday, sent me text messages and DM'd me on Facebook and sent messages. My husband made a wonderful post of myself eating probably the last ice cream sundae that I'll probably ever have in my life. Because right after that, I had some blood work done and found out I was highly allergic to dairy. And so that was probably the last one, but it just made me snicker and think of old times and you know, having, you know, fun in life and actually going places. That was in Chicago at the Ghirardelli, one of their places where they, you know, you could buy all the chocolate you want and have ice cream and hot fudge sundaes and all kinds of stuff. So when I was thinking about, you know, what we were going to talk about today, I was like, you know, yesterday was Reflection Day, right? And if you missed that episode, I highly, highly recommend you go back, hit YouTube, hit, you know, one of my previous Facebook joints, or go to iTunes or Spotify and look for the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes on Reflection Day. So yesterday was my Reflection Day. That's how I use my birthday, is to kind of reflect on what I've done, what I want to do, where I'm at now, and how I can get to where I want to go, and the steps to do that. And I was thinking about, like, what drives me? What gives me my ambition? What is it inside of me that some people have and some people don't, that I want to do more? I want to keep creating and writing and helping people, talking with people, traveling, meeting new people and solving problems and issues for not only myself but for others. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, where does that come from? And I slept on it. I woke up this morning. I still didn't know. I didn't have an answer. And when I was thinking of what am I going to talk about today, all of a sudden, boom, it plopped in my head. I have mental hunger. I have an appetite for learning more, for seeing what's out there, asking questions. I have an innate curiosity for different things, different people, different concepts, different ideas. I love to learn different things. That doesn't necessarily mean I implement everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that I believe all of it. I, you know, make it my own. I, you know, live the way of that certain idea or belief. But that doesn't mean that I'm not curious about it. It doesn't mean that I don't want to learn about it, see what other people have to say, because, you know, no one's 100% right. We don't know what we don't know as human beings, right? And, you know, 50 years ago, we didn't know how to make a smartphone. 100 years ago, we didn't know how to have an electric car. You know, there's so many things. There was no internet. There's space travel. You know, that's only been since the 60s, right? There's so many things we didn't know. That didn't mean people didn't have the idea for it. But there was an idea, and then there was implementation of that idea to make it a reality. And we just didn't know. We didn't know how. The how came into play. How do we go from idea to reality? And it all starts with mental hunger. So that's what I want to talk to you about. If you love your life and, you know, you've got a job and you come home and you play with the kids and, you know, everything's good and you make, you know, $50,000 a year and that's all you need and you have your drinking buddies and you go bowling once a week and, you know, everything's set up the way you want. Hey, okay, that's awesome. You are living the life that you want. But that life is not for everyone. That life is certainly not for me. I want to know what my potential is. Some people, that is their potential, or at least in their perceived mind as their potential. And that's all that they want to do. Hey, I get you. I hear you. That's awesome. But for me, that seems pretty boring. And it seems like it's selfish and that you're just wasting your life. Like, what does it even matter? You're not doing anything important. You're not helping anybody. And I'm sure that you do have talents that you're not sharing with the world, right? So, but that's not me, okay? So if you are somebody like me that, hey, you know what? I could lose, you know, stand to lose another 5 to 10 pounds, but I've put it off, the whole COVID thing, I can't go to the gym like I want, you know, I'm not eating the way I want because I'm stressed out, I'm working from home, I got to take care of the kids because they're off of school, none of the daycares are open, or if they are open, you know, there's a whole thing about that, whatever. If you're somebody like me that really wants to do something different, we're bored, right? Let's talk about how we can do that. So here are 5 ways to satisfy your mental hunger. Number one is you gotta focus on something. Hold on. My board is moving. You gotta actually focus on something. Your mind needs to be able to accomplish something, right? If we get bored, we're not really focused on stuff. We tend to overeat, right? That's a problem. We mindlessly just go in. That doesn't mean that we're actually hungry. That means that we're not paying attention to stuff and we're just starting to nibble. You want something in your mouth, you go and grab some chips and then you aimlessly watch TV. And all of a sudden, the bag of chips is gone and you've consumed all those extra calories which you really don't need. And your body doesn't want. But your mind isn't focused on something, right? What about people that get into trouble? They're not focused on goals. They're not focused on doing something for themselves to improve their life. They're not focused on, you know, getting into shape. They're not focused on, you know, bettering their situation. They just do stupid crap and get themselves into trouble. They're not focused. If you have some type of mental hunger, you're like, man, I just need to do something. That's right. You need to focus your attention on something. Pick something. What area of your life do you want to make a change in? Do you want to improve? You want to do something different? That's where you want to focus on. Let me give you a definition. I almost forgot. I looked up the word hunger because I wanted to know what else it meant besides like a food hunger. I wanted to know what it meant to have a mental hunger. And what I found was, so the normal one is a feeling of discomfort or weakness caused by lack of food coupled with the desire to eat. The second one is have a strong desire or craving for. So let's flip it around. It's not just our bodies that need nourishment, right? Think about, you know, the normal activities that our body deals with every single day. We have digestion, you know, all of the functions of our body. We have to walk, right? We you know, have to blink 1,500 times. We have to swallow. You know, there's all kinds of things that our body does. Well, in order to do that, it needs fuel. So all of the minerals, the vitamins, the proteins, the carbs, all of that stuff that we consume, that we eat through our food, that's how our body gets the fuel, gets the nourishment, and the ability to recreate itself, break down things, and, you know, function. Well, flip this. Think of our mentality, our spirituality, our soul. What can that do just like our body, right? Our mind needs to be able to, you know, focus on something, and it needs to have desire to motivate itself, desire to have a direction for our life to go. If we don't have direction, you know, we're joining the leagues of America and, you know, just showing up every Monday night to drink beer and, you know, play cards or, you know, bowl or something mindless, right? We don't think about it. It's just an activity and we just happen to go there. More for socialization probably than anything. But there's no focus there. There's no desire. What's the other? Desire, weakness, discomfort. If you're sick and tired of getting the same results, I know I get the same results. I start plateauing on something and it's like, okay, I'm bored. I got to do something different. That's my mental hunger. That's my desire and weakness, my discomfort for where I am. If you're doing that too, you're having those same types of emotions and feelings. You're not comfortable. You're bored with being in your comfort zone. You're like, this is boring. I got to do something different. That goes along with number two, which is try something different. Try something different. Go to a new restaurant. Maybe you've never been on that side of town that, you know, people have recommended it. You're like, let's try it. See if we like it. Try something new. Meet someone new. Go on a different trip. Some people, they go to the beach every single year on their family vacation. They rent a big house. It's like a beach is a beach. Okay? You got water. You got sand under your toes. It's the same place. You've been to the same place for the last 20 years. Why can't you do something different? Why can't you visit a different country? Now, of course, with COVID, that's a little harder to do right now, but that doesn't mean that you can't start planning it for next year. Hopefully that will happen. We'll find out. Or in 2 years, it should happen. But try something different. Stimulate that desire that, hey, I have something to look forward to. You know, I can't wait. put the date on the calendar. I can't wait for that to happen. You know, go see a group, live music group, or, you know, do something different. Get out of your comfort zone. When you do that, you can satisfy that mental hunger that you have for something new, something different, getting out of your comfort zone, right? Number three, you gotta set a target. Or a deadline. If you don't have a final destination, right, how do you know where to go? How do you know where to drive to? When you're punching in coordinates into Google Maps, what does it ask for? It asks for the final destination. It already has pinned your starting point. It needs to know where you want to go, and then it's going to direct you in that way. For you to satisfy your mental hunger, that's what you need. You need to set a deadline, whether it's a time deadline, whether it's a physical deadline, a location deadline, a certain number deadline. You have to actually set that target or deadline so that all of your resources, your time, your energy, and your money can go towards obtaining that deadline, obtaining that target, obtaining that goal. And when you do that, you can start satisfying that mental hunger, that discomfort, that you're bored, that you don't know what you're doing. You're breathing in and you're breathing out. And that's about it, right? Your body's functioning, but your life really isn't. Your life is, you know, just going through the motions. For you to have that hunger, that desire to do more, to be more, you got to try different things and you got to set a target or a deadline. You got to have a final time so that you can focus, right? Number one, focus on obtaining that deadline or target. That's the only way that you're going to satisfy that hunger. Number four, for all of you out there that are just, you know, putzing along, and you tell me, hey, Steph, I don't have any hunger. I'm okay with my life. That's bullshit, and you know it. You need to find a purpose, number four. What's your purpose in life? Everybody has one. Maybe you've always wanted to have a family, and you want to be, maybe your family was screwed up. Maybe you didn't have a family. Maybe they died or left you or whatever. And your purpose in life is to have a family of your own, and you're going to be the best parent ever. And you're going to focus your attention and your mental resources, everything, your emotions, everything, on being a good parent. Well, guess what? You found your purpose. And that's awesome. That's an awesome, awesome purpose to have. Maybe your purpose is to, you know, feed millions of people. I was online this past week, and Tony Robbins, I'm sure everybody's heard of Tony Robbins, he was doing a 7-day comeback challenge. And he was doing, it was free online. You guys can check it out. I don't know if it's still available, but it was free on Facebook. And so I was watching some of the videos, and he was doing some training on different areas of our life that, you know, we can focus our attention on and improve, especially with the whole COVID crisis and the economy and, you know, all the craziness that's going on, the riots, the presidential election, like everything that is crazy and just different going on. But how we can ground ourselves and focus in on what we want and how we can go get it, right? And I was thinking, hey, you know, I always wanted to go to a Tony Robbins event, but over the years just never did because it costs a lot of money and there's a lot of time involved, because it's not just like a 1-day event. It's usually like 4 days, which means you got to have you know, 5 to 6 days so you can travel the event. That's money, hotels, you know, eating, you know, whatever. And my husband always wanted to go too. And now they're offering one of his most popular events online. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like $350, $345, I think. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, it's never been that cheap. My husband and I can watch it together. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I want to do it. So I signed up for it. So I was going to talk with my employees about it. And one of my employees, I said, hey, I just wanted to see what she thought. Hey, you know, maybe we can rearrange the schedule so we can watch this event. I said, I've already paid for it. We can just come here. You guys can go, come and go as you please or whatever. And she's like, ah, motivational speakers. I just don't have much use for those. I haven't found anything that can help my life. And I looked at her and I'm thinking to myself, I think of all of us, you know, you definitely need a motivation, not only a motivational speaker, because he's really not a motivational speaker, but you need to know tools that you can use so that you can have a purpose in your life. I think maybe that's why she has the life she has, is because she doesn't have a purpose. A drive, like what are you striving for? Why are you here? Why are you breathing? What, you know, why do you do what you do? Because there's no purpose there. Like maybe he could help you with that purpose. So, you know, when you have, if you lack the mental hunger, which some of you do, and that's okay. But if you lack mental hunger, start looking for a purpose. Why? What motivates you? Why do you do the things you do? Why do you want to do the things that you do? That's your purpose. You want to help someone else. You want to help your family. You want to get on the varsity squad for something because nobody in your family has ever done that before. You want to earn X amount of dollars because nobody you know has ever done that. You have a line of products and services that you want to bring to the marketplace, and nobody you know has ever done that. That's your purpose. You want to help people. That's your purpose. So for you to satisfy your mental hunger, or if you don't have any, you need to find a purpose. That'll make you hungry real quick. And it'll also help satisfy it because you're moving your life towards meeting that goal, setting that target, meeting that deadline. The last way that you can satisfy your mental hunger is put your name on it. What do I mean by that? Put your name on it. Maybe you want to create your own brand of products and services. Maybe you work in a big corporation and you know you can do it better. You're top dog in your organization, and you're like, maybe I can do consulting myself and be my own boss, do what I want to do, and it's my name. It's my baby, right? Why not? Then you have a purpose. You can set your targets. You already know how to do the job. You've been doing it, but you're doing it for someone else. Why don't you do it for yourself, for your own mental hunger? Give yourself something to do, right? Put your name on it. Be responsible. You know, everybody around here thinks that, you know, I make things look easy, right? I'm the boss. I make things happen. I get ideas, we focus on them. I make things happen. If I don't like how it's turning out, I'm the one that makes the decision to stop and do something different. But I make it look easy. But it really isn't easy. But I've got the guts to put my name on it. I want that mental hunger. I want to satisfy that mental hunger that it's mine. It's my baby. You put your name on it, you're in charge. It's your baby. Nobody can take it away from you unless you mess up. And then it's all on you. But you are also the one that can fix it. Now, let's say that you want to write a book, just like I have. I've created 29 digital products so far. Right now, I'm working on books 6 and 7. I've written 5 books. The 5th one's going to be out on Amazon. It's called The Backward Rule, Ultimate Way to Hit Any Target. You can also pick up a copy right now. It's available on the habitmaster.com store. But if you have always wanted to write a book, but you didn't know how, or you don't have time for it, you know, whatever excuses you've made for yourself, not putting your name on it, not satisfying your mental hunger, my friend and mentor, New York Times bestselling author Peggy McCall, who I interviewed a couple weeks ago, and if you missed that interview, go to my YouTube channel and check it out. It was a really cool interview. And she is doing a author marathon program. It starts next week. Now, of course, if you can't do it next week, the program will be available online after that. But what she's doing is she's going to be doing it live, and she is going to show us how to write our book and get it finished in 26 days, just like a marathon. 26 miles, it's 26 days, because she's done it. She's actually written a book in a weekend. She's had other clients that have written books in a day, in a week, in a month. And she kind of takes the guesswork out of it. You can put your name on it and satisfy that mental hunger. If you're interested in the marathon program, I've already joined. I've already started. She has training up already. I've already started the training. I think I'm on module 3, and I have 6 more to go over the weekend. And it's short trainings, but it's very, very powerful in getting you set up for success. What my purpose is, I want to finish the next 2 books. They're already about halfway done each. I want to try to finish them because that would equal 1 book. So I'm going to try to finish both of them in that 26 days so that they're done, they're out of my head, and I can focus on the next project. So if you're interested, click on the description and on the link in the description and grab yourself a copy and join me. Like I said, I already know how to write a book. I know how to put my name on it to satisfy my need for helping people and getting my information out into the marketplace. But I don't know how to do it as efficient as in less time-consuming manner as I can. And that's where this program is going to help me. It's going to help me focus my attention on creating and finishing those projects that I want to create. So click on the description if you're interested. So mental hunger. If you don't have it, then this whole video doesn't pertain to you. But for those of you that do have it, this list right here, it's 5 ways that you can satisfy that mental hunger. Let's go over it. Number 1, you got to focus on something. Pick something that you want to focus your attention on and you're going to go for it. Number 2, you got to try stuff that's different. Meet different people. Get out of your location. Maybe you got to move to take a different position in the company. Meet different people. Try a new restaurant. Try, cooking a different recipe. You got to get out of your comfort zone, or you're wasting your mental faculties, your creativity, your imagination, your intelligence. You're not learning anything new. Try something different, okay? Number 3, you got to set a target, okay? If you don't have a deadline or something that you're striving for, what are you doing, right? What about number 4? You need a purpose. That's really what this all is about. If you don't have any kind of hunger, any ambition, you're like, my life is fine how it is. I earn just enough to pay my bills and everything's fine. But nothing changes. Nothing's ever new. You need to find a purpose. Why is it that you are having the same results year after year? What gets you excited? Is there anything? If so, then that needs to be your new pursuit, your new purpose. Number five, put your name on something. Take a chance. Write something. Create a product of your own. Quit your job at this big company and become your own consultant and start your own business. Put your name on it. That will definitely satisfy your hunger because you're going to be thinking about that business all the time. And it's so exciting and it's so exhilarating, but it's also a little scary. But there's no reward without any risk. So make sure that you guys focus in on these five ways that you can satisfy your mental hunger. And that's it for me today. Make sure you check out the description, the link in the description, if you want to learn how to write your own book in as less as 26 days. You can also check out the Lunchtime with the Habit Master episodes on iTunes and Spotify if you're a podcast person, or my YouTube channel, and also Instagram. So that's it for me. Thanks for watching, and let's build good habits together. Getting stuck is easy. Getting unstuck is not so easy, unless you know how. Whether it's personally or professionally, the steps to change are exactly the same. There's a clear-cut formula to living the life you want and deserve. Are you ready to make a change? It's easier than you think. Go to thehabitformulabook.com and get yourself a free copy. Remember, you don't even have to read it. Just do the exercises at the end of each chapter. If you want me to hold your hand, upgrade your order to the premium course. These principles are the same steps I took to work 25% less and make 30% more. If you seriously want to change something in your life, thehabitformulabook.com will show you how. And get yourself a free copy or upgrade to the premium course for even better and faster results. And get unstuck today. thehabitformulabook.com.